Blog Talk Radio.
Correct you, and I'm not the one and only. I have multiple personalities, and three of us are going to talk to you guys this morning.
Okay.
This morning, Cynthia, and thank you so much for having me this morning.
Thank you so much for joining us. Listen, a lot of you may remember when we first started Circles of Prosperity, Bill Bowers came with his powerful dowsing ability and his to do a healing circle with us, and we had a tremendous amount of fun with that. It was just amazing. And he's periodically come back. And so now he's here with us again. I'm so excited. Listen, I had a reading with him, well, how long ago was it? A few weeks ago, right? 2 weeks,
yeah,
two, 3 weeks ago?
Yeah, only about 2 weeks ago. Yeah, that's right, 2 weeks ago.
Right. And he started channeling. And he did not come up for air. And he asked me if, I mean, it was just the most amazing thing. As long as we've known each other, you've never given me a reading. That was the
that
first time. And I was sitting there like, oh, my God. And it was everything that I didn't even have to ask a question because the channeled message was just so complete and so thorough. You know, that's when you know that there's a powerful energy in the universe it was divine perfection. I will say it blew my socks off. So here's what I'm saying to you guys this morning. First of all, you have got to call and get a reading from this man. I'm telling you. Very few people read me because, you know, I live in the house of a prophet, Dr. Reggie, so I rarely let anyone read me, number one. And number two, he just blew me away. So you need to call 914-338-0590. If you are concerned about something or worried, I hate using that word, if you are in fear about something, today is the day to get the answer and put you on the right track. Is that right, Bill?
Absolutely. As a matter of fact, the guides are coming in already, and I always know because I get this sense of cool air around my skin from the top of my head, and there's a joint personal message for everyone listening this moment. When you're ready, I can start to deliver it. But basically, the opening reading will be for everyone listening, whether they call in or not. And then, of course, we can go to question and answers with individuals.
Okay. I want to give this number out again so people can start calling in. And you need to press 1 on your telephone keypad. Our number is 914-338-0590. press 1 on your telephone keypad if you want to experience the reading of a lifetime. We're going to have a lot of people here, try to get through them, but I can tell you that his vibration is extremely high. Bill Bowers, you can find him on www.BillBowersGuidance.com. I know you wanted to talk a little bit about stress and managing the stress in our life. So what are the messages you're getting regarding stress?
Well, that my theme tonight is being freedom from stress and trauma. And one of the ways that we become free from stress and trauma is to go through that, exactly that, stress and trauma. I don't know how public knowledge it is, but as you know, Cynthia, last year from November to July, I was very ill. And it looked like I may not even be here, like at my transition. And what was happening with all the symptoms I had, no one could find out what was going on. And I had become despondent, like, why, Lord? Why me? What is going on? Am I supposed to transition? Let me transition. Well, what ended up happening was in the home I was living in, the air conditioner was pumping out formaldehyde. I was being slowly poisoned to death for over a year. And so here I am on the other side of that because I had really become despondent. And this message is for everyone right now who's going through some kind of trauma, stress, or the everyday thing. You know, we're at the point now where stress is a steady diet that we take in. But when we allow ourselves to surrender, even though we don't know why we're going through what we're going through, and quite frankly, a lot of what we go through is because of a lack of awareness. And for those of us who are aware, even myself, it was a wonderful lesson because on the other side of that is life. And the way that we are able to be free from stress and trauma is to recognize that it has no power, that it has no permanent effect on you. And in this time period that we're living, especially from November 1st today, for the next year on to the next 5 years, what you think and what you talk about and what you complain about and what you praise is going to be magnified. This is the time when there is no one listening today that has a spiritual leader, and you should not be a spiritual follower. We are talking about everyone knowing that they have a direct hotline to the divine. As soon as the guides are coming in, I want to say that my worst time was this horrible time of being ill and not knowing until we found out what it was. And on the other side of it, I am healthier, I am cleaner, I have received information on products, for instance, probiotics that are killing HIV and cancers, beta-glucans that are absolutely incredibly good for the body. And then the Holy Spirit came through and rejuvenated me to the point where I've been transformed. The only thing that's left is, despite the trauma and despite the stress of what I went through with all of this, when we surrender and allow the traumas you're dealing with and the stresses you're dealing with to mold you into surrendering to the most highest consciousness possible. The energy that creates worlds is trying to allow you to look to it, to the source of all life, to the Mother, Father, God, Goddess of life, so that you can say, you have no hold on me, Satan. You have no hold on me, darkness. And all of my ego problems are because they're stuck in the head. They're not in the heart. Trauma at this time in your life is nothing but a large gong to get you to listen to the fact that you need to be in the sense, in the presence of God and the Holy Spirit. So as I say, let us begin by asking the Holy Spirit, consciousness, and for you beautiful atheists out there, recognize that consciousness is calling at the door. Wisdom is calling at the door. This is not the time in your life to be discouraged. This is not the time for you to feel despondent. The idea of suffering and daily life being a struggle, the need for a prosperity circle is to say that there is no prosperity, so we have to bring it in. It is here for you. Divine protection is here. If you adults are worried about your children and your adult children, they have been given the burden of challenge to give it to God. We are all in 12-step program. In that 12-step program, we surrender. And know that The only way that we will be free and liberated from trauma and stress is to recognize it as a form of attention getting, so that we can bring only our attention to the source of life and not to others, because others are carrying their own burden now. This is no longer a time since the Mayan calendar has ended. This is no longer a time of thinking that someone can fix or help you. All we can do is point the way for each other to the light. Every one of us has to have our head down and then slowly raise it up to the sun, recognizing that the sun and the source of the light of truth of God is coming through at any moment. You have access to the energy that creates worlds. Why would you doubt? Why would you spend the time telling the story over and over about your troubles? Recognize those troubles dissipate as you give them to God. This has been the message for centuries, has been a message for decades. Religion, politics, medical profession, any wisdom outside of yourself is only an experience based on the opinion and the perception of those that are saying what they're saying and sharing what they're sharing. I believe that everyone on this call today was called here to hear this message, to know that you are the divine light of God. Anything short of that is going to be painful. Surrender, contentment. Surrender will equal contentment. And as you open up to the possibilities of the miracles of the invisible, it will become visible now at this time, starting this moment, as you open to your birthright of contentment inside. See yourself inside of the eye of a hurricane. See yourself standing in the eye of a hurricane, the light coming down upon you. The tempest is all around you, and there's chairs and buildings and people being swept up into the tempest of the storm, of the drama of three-dimensional life. As you stand still quietly and don't move to the left and don't move to the right and move to the front and to the back, you are still in the eye of the storm and not to get sucked in. I'm going to call on Archangel Michael at this particular time to come in and actually physically put his hands of Reiki on your shoulders and on your head at this time. All of the listeners, all women, all men, all races, all age groups, recognize this is the time of allowing yourself to be a super being and to allow the Holy Spirit to drop the drama or the belief that anything can harm you at this time. God be with the spirit you show. And so it is.
And so it is. Wow. What a powerful way to start this Oracle Friday. My goodness, what a powerful message. We're going to go to our first caller. Is that okay with you, Bill?
Well, of course.
Zero, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Francine from Colorado, and I was just wondering about a relationship that I'm in.
Relationship. You looking for one?
No, I'm in one with a person from California, so I was wondering what you guys saw for that.
Francine, your relationship has been brought to you, or you've pulled it in, or both. When there is a relationship going on, no matter what the logistics and the location are, is your relationship is a mirror of where you are. For instance, see yourself going to a store, trying on new clothes. They have those mirrors that are full-length mirrors in department stores. You get to, first of all, every time we step in front of the mirror, we may think that we're put together. We may be unkempt. The belt may be off. You know, the skirt may be static clinging to the leg, or the blouse isn't. And for us guys, we could adjust our tie. We could adjust so that our shirt sleeve is not hanging out. When someone comes to you in a relationship, they get to mirror the beauty and the attraction of you, but they also get to mirror the things about yourself that you're not taking care of that they're doing as well. Anyone that comes into a relationship in an intimate way is mirroring each other. Everything about him that you have issues with, you in fact have the same. You may not be in the same category. But when you look
going
to a relationship, what?
Where do you see it going?
Well, let me explain. This is the answer I was about to give you. When you look to a relationship for fulfillment, there will always be a sense of disappointment. When you look to the relationship as a spiritual practice, almost like a yoga or martial arts practice. When you look to it as a way to improve yourself, then there's fulfillment in the relationship. As you take your focus off of him as to be a situation the way you want it to be, the way you want it to act or be, the way you want it to happen, recognize that as you put yourself to the light of the message that was received for everyone, he will either stay or move on. You will evolve and continue to progress as you really see yourself as totally fulfilled and not in need of anyone. As you do that, along with him, he will match that or he will leave. Right now, let's ask about him in particular and you. The reason, hold on. Can I have his first initial?
C?
His first initial.
C. C as in
okay,
car.
Very good. Very good. Okay. This man has a lot of mental power. He's sharp mentally. He thinks in the logical realms. So where you and I, where you might be more heart-based or right-brained, he's very left-brained. And so many times you can't read how he's feeling. No, it's because by his nature, he does not live in the feeling realm as he thinks in the logical realm. And so when someone's coming to him for information, say if you're talking to him about a problem or a situation, how you're feeling, he automatically, like a calculator, thinks about ways to save, to resolve or take care of things. And yet, does he have a daughter?
That's probably the one that I just parted with. He had a daughter and son. This one does not, no.
Okay,
the other
one's
Asian. This one is Hispanic.
Okay. Well, the reason why I ask is because the individual, well, okay, he doesn't have a daughter. But there has been, maybe it's his brother's daughter, I don't know, there's a younger woman that looks to him for help and he feels protective of her. Now, you know what that tells me?
What?
That the energy and the connection between you and him is not through. If I'm getting that strong of an energy on that, that's showing me that there's some energetics that you may no longer be seeing him, or maybe you are, I don't know. But that has to be cleared off in an energetic way, ceremonially, emotionally. There's something going on that's actually kind of in the mix so that this relationship is not full throttle, the one you're with now with C. I want to say to you, yeah, there's some young people involved, son or daughter. There's something to do with C that is also not clear. So rather than because we only have a short amount of time, here's your message about this relationship. This relationship is secondary to your development as an evolved angelic person. You need to be and see yourself as a walking blessing on the earth. But sometimes a relationship can be a distraction from that. If you want the truth of what can happen, I'm being told not to tell you this is the way it's going to go and that's the way it's going to go. It is in your hands. But if we don't include the divine and Holy Spirit in that, be prepared to walk closer to him and he with you as you come together with pure spiritual intention and the intention to better each other, not to help and have someone be a supporter, an ace bandage. Recognize that as you come, you're about to have, in the next 3 hours, and then in the next 3 days, and then in the next 3 weeks, a spiritual awakening. The invitation for the consciousness of the Holy Spirit wants to wake you up to a lot of things, to the point that when you're blissed out with the Holy Spirit, the whole scene could change. It wouldn't matter. The clouds roll in, the clouds roll out, but as you stay firm and hold true to your ability to be a conscious, loving person, regardless of what the other person does, he is either going to follow suit and match you there, or if he's weak in his spiritual diet, he'll walk away. But I have a feeling that you might be very, very surprised as you take this advice of not putting your worry or need to control or need to wonder how it's going to go, but stand firm in knowing your own divinity and asking for the Holy Spirit to overcome you. This is in everything that you do, from cleaning the house to a kind word to asking for a request, but at the same time to never be disappointed. Recognize as you get healthier and more clear in your own soul the original energy that you came in at birth is a little off right now. It's like you need a chiropractic adjustment. And as you align with that first and look to the universe, this is going to work itself out. And know and understand this, that you are deeply worthy of love. You have the capacity to give love. You have the capacity for more patience than you've had as of yet. Your parents did not teach you patience by example. They were not patient people. The Holy Spirit, Michael the Archangel, wants to bless you with making sure that you see your holy self now, and this will work itself out. If you want it to go the way you want it to go, if you want to continue the relationship, add the heartfelt Holy Spirit with you through meditation and asking that you see yourself fully, fully, not needy, and fulfilled with or without him. And you're bound to have 100% success with this situation. If that's not the case, you will spend no time with any tears. You will walk further as another angelic incarnate comes to you. Please know that the ability for you to bring love to any situation, to anyone, the person that can handle it and stand in the light of the sun of your love will stay and enhance it, and so it is.
And so it is.
Interesting.
Yeah.
You're going to have to go back to the archive to listen to that again. It was filled with a lot of information.
Yeah, it sure was.
Yeah, so some of the things that he was saying, how did you receive it?
Well, I mean, I hear and feel what he's saying already. I don't have worry, concern. I was curious. But I don't. I mean, he's out of state. I mean, it's something new. There's no neediness involved. It'd be nice to have that partnership because being on the level that I'm at spiritually, you know, we're usually alone because we vibrate so high. It was just kind of nice. So receiving that, I mean, I guess I kind of already had that insight. I was just curious.
Well, I want to mention to you, it was more than just curiosity that made you ask. So you have to make sure, you have to make sure of not being any form of self-denial or self-awareness. Self-denial or self-awareness, that visual I got about standing in front of the mirror. Oh, I'm okay, I'm fine, I'm spiritual. You go in the mirror, there's things that need to be adjusted.
Well, I'm aware that I want a partner. I said that, you know, I would like to have a company, that shared partnership, because, you know, when you become more spiritual, you're often taking the walk alone. So,
listen, guys, you know, when you, if that's your perception, that's going to be your experience. So,
well, but it's a reality, because not everybody, but not everybody
no,
else vibrates
that's
like
the reality,
that. It doesn't mean
you're
not happy.
No,
there's a
but
difference.
That's the reality.
You don't have to be unhappy.
No, you don't. You can be at peace, but you can also be in a thriving relationship and spiritual. Listen, I've been with Dr. Reggie for over 25 years. It's a loving, very fulfilled relationship, and all of my energy, his energy, is in our spiritual development and growth. So that you don't have to be a hermit. God doesn't want you to be a hermit.
Well, I meditated for 8 years, and I was happy, alone. Some people called it hermit, but I was fulfilled. That really did fulfill me. So this
is
a little different.
I think this is what Bill was saying, that moving into recognizing the love within you will attract the love of your life.
Right.
And I'm hearing things from you that are saying, well, I'm so spiritually attuned that, you know, that I probably will have to be alone. And the universe is not saying that to you. You're declaring that. So, anyway, it's been fun talking to you this morning. We're going to move on, okay?
Alrighty, thank you.
And God bless you. God bless you, and allow for a surprise. Allow for surprise.
Okay, thank you guys so much. Have a good morning.
All right,
you too. Okay. Hey, area code 917, you've been holding for what, 30 minutes?
Good morning.
How are you? Good
Oh, come on.
How are you?
Hi,
where have you been?
Working. I just had to remember this morning.
You have a question for Bill?
I have an answer already. I have a message for her before she asks her question.
Well, I don't.
So, I mean, I do and I don't, but the message came in before, I mean, as soon as I heard her voice. The dance of frustration is something you no longer have to partake of. There's been these little scenarios of, if I do this, I'm not happy. If I do that, they're happy, and then I'm compromising. If I don't do that, then they're mad at me. The frustrations of work, the frustrations of family, the frustrations of rocking a hard place always seems to follow in the last 6 months. Recognize that all of that is for you to really become selfish, selfish. It's a screwy reasoning to think that you have to on this planet to serve others at this. There are times when people are vibrating at a very, very high level, and they're to be of service because they have no lack, no fear, no doubt. But because you are basically a self-conscientious person who wants to do good politically correctly, to be able to help all and do those things that we've been programmed to do, that it's right, doing right may not necessarily be the right thing to do. So what I want to say to you before we get to your question, and we do, is I want you to understand that frustration is your indicator that you're not aligned in an emotional way with the divine. Everything that you do has to be from a relaxed state, as if you just got off the table from a massage. You just got out of the spa. And from that quiet place, the minute frustrations come, you'll feel it in the body. You'll go, oh, no, no, that's okay. I used to have a steady diet of allowing frustration and problem solving and figuring things out and using effort to make things better. But as you relax into being the goddess that you are, as you relax into reading materials now that are going to inspire you daily, taking in information through books or YouTube videos or pulling cards, the daily word, anything that feeds you spiritually will last much longer. But frustration is something you want to monitor because it irritates, and then you don't have the ability to have the powerful manifester that you are to manifest without worry almost instantly.
Let's get to your question.
Wow,
we have such a bad connection here. I'm going to put you on hold so that you can, I'm going to mute you. We can't hear, it's just really, really bad. I don't know, did this answer your question or no? What's your question?
Yeah, no, you can hear me now. I think that was the wind. It's okay now?
Yeah.
It's better.
Okay, thank you. I'm sorry, I'm just rushing to work. Yes, thank you. That was a lot. Yes, but I wanted to ask about a relationship. I wanted to know, what do you get from Michael? And I have an ex-boyfriend, Lewis, that wants to get back together.
Isn't that interesting? Because the opening statement that I got was about frustration and that about pleasing others. Here's the thing. Women in this country, I don't know how old you are, but women in this country have been sold through the media and conditioning that having a relationship is the number one thing important. Now, here you are with the possibility of two. You've got one going and one wants you back in, but in reality, they are not where your focus should be. If you have a preference to who your heart says you should be with, give yourself some time in the next 48 hours to think of the qualities that each has and recognize that if they enhance your spiritual life, if they enhance you emotionally, and there's not a lot of drama, that they're self-reliant and don't need you, you're going to find that you may not want either one of them, or you may decide that this one I'm with right now is best suited for me. But the frustration that I'm getting for you is you don't want to hurt this one, you want to help and please this one, and it's, again, it's almost like the same message as the woman before. Relationships have become skewed as to what people expect them to do. we don't ask as much of our friends, but we ask in relationships. And because we don't ask as much with friends, we get our friends off the hook because we're not invested in them doing something for us. Of the two men, who are you drawn to the most? Hello?
Michael.
Okay. So then why would we even entertain anything but that? If you've chosen this, if this is the house you're moving into, or this is the job you're taking, so to speak, the commitment of the dance of you and Michael, there's no need to look anyplace else or even consider anything else. Michael, I think your fear with Michael is that he may not step up to the plate in the times when you really need him to. There has been some times when he has sort of in small things not complied or followed through with what he said he would do. But like you, he's got his stresses, and unfortunately he has a little bit more insecurity than you do about his self-worth. So it becomes a compensation by bravado or acting as faking it till he makes it, which is noble. But that is, there's a little reserve on your part regarding Michael. It's will he come through when things get rough or there's challenges between us. Is that correct?
Yes, but he travels a lot. That's what you're talking about. He is out, like, he's out of the house like 3 or 4 times a week.
Yep.
That's what my concern is with Michael, whereas Lewis is closer.
Mm-hmm. And yet your heart is with Michael.
Yes.
Well, you could be dating Jesus Christ and he may be on the road, but you don't want the devil living next door. And all I'm saying is your heart has led you to Michael at this time. Sorry. Your heart has led you to Michael at this time because he is a mirror of where you are. And I have to tell you, that's a blessing that you're not soldered at the hips 24/7. So that the time when he comes together with you, you guys have can make that a very special time because it's less of. It's precious. Follow?
Yeah, but Michael travels and he's been a little quiet. I don't really bother him. That's what you're talking about. I understand what he has to do, but he's a little quiet, so that's what I'm talking about.
He's a little quiet?
Yeah, he's quiet with the traveling and being busy. I talk to him, but I don't really burden him with things, so that's what you're talking about.
All right, so then is there any dilemma on a scale of 1 to 10, 1 being empty, 10 being fulfilled, how fulfilled are you in this relationship?
About a 7 because I have a good time when we're together, but it's just that he travels so much, so we would have to move near each other.
How does he feel about that? How do you feel about that?
He doesn't mind, but he's intuitive also, so I figure that he's just praying on it because he talked about that already. But I figure that he's just praying on it and waiting to hear from his spirit guys as well.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I'm going to say this before we get off this message here. In the law of attraction is 150%, if not 200%, always right on. Michael's coming into power as to who he is. Michael has his own soul seeking. Every man has to feel good about himself. And every woman who really knows how to be supportive can help tear a person down or build them up. We recognize that he has a powerful God working with him as well. It's like an emperor. And that emperor is leading him to make decisions based on faith. No one gets rewarded for freak out. Nobody gets rewarded for freaking out, but we do get rewarded for faith. You are coming together at the exact right time. When the time comes for you to move closer together, some of these kinks will have been ironed out. So the traveling in the distance can put a strain on the relationship, or it can help you to see that the things that you individually need to work on are going to be cleared up as you work on each other so that when you come together, you're fully, fully, fully present and ready to go. The right location will show up, the right place to live, the ability to decide how much time you're still going to spend together. His job can change. So if his heart is, we need to be more anchored here so that the territory I travel is not as far, that can happen as well. I see a new vehicle for him. And I see him having new software or computer or some kind of technical help so his job can be more efficient, okay? And I just pulled a tarot card and I got the Empress. The Empress is a fertile land. The Empress is a woman at home who, while the king is away, is off running the country and the land. She is making sure that the grounds, the vineyards, a land flowing with milk and honey, is there for him to come back. The other man has come back because he is sensing what he had with you. He's also sensing that you have grown, and so there's an appeal to him about you as he compares other people he's been with. And so that's a credit to you that you are continually being someone that can be nurturing as the Empress. So I'm going to say a prophecy and a prayer at this time that you and Michael have the ability to locate in a place that is best for the both of you, that the peace of God that excels all thought will guard your heart and your mental powers, that there will be absolutely zero frustration. Communication skills are going to flow. And as you dedicate yourself, a threefold cord, you, the Holy Spirit, the Divine, and Michael together will figure these things out. Wait and see as you allow it to come in with the timing for things to work out so much better that you will both be called to a service that two of you can be for the community and for others, something you're not aware of at this time. But you will indeed find peace together, and so it is.
And so it is. Wow, let's just take a quick break here. Grab a glass of water. Thank you so much for calling, Tina. We are back. Wow. Let's go to our next caller. Area code 617. You're on the air.
Hello, 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 and good morning, Cynthia. Hi, Bill.
Hi, how are you?
I am well. How's everybody this morning?
Good. I'm really glad to see that you've really gotten past some of the grief that you've dealt with. You've really had a place, whoever you are, that has really gotten past the things that have troubled
God.
You. It's like you graduated. You've been able to say,
Amen.
You know, that was then and this is now.
Amen.
And that the wine of life had been bitter and lost.
Yes.
Your ability to be intuitive at this time is stellar. Your ability to make a decision at this time, go by your gut, trust it from now on. If you ask a question or you have a decision to make with your back up against the wall, it could be a good decision, like which job do I go to, which career do I take in, but go by your gut. When you get the information, do
Amen.
Not second guess and go forward.
Amen.
When you make the decision, then visualize and enhance how much better, and milk it, is how good it's going to be. You've had a lot of losses materially, but it's going to turn around now for you because the lessons have been learned. And the reason why you've got this is because if you'll notice the other two callers both had a feeling of the way things are going to go. But when we go blank and surrender and allow
Yeah.
When I say something, it's not coming from me. And when I say something, it's absolutely 100% right. Our ego sometimes needs to correct and make it the way we think it's going to figure it out. No, you've done it. You've graduated. You've done so much. And those two women also who called before, frustration will continue as we do the dance. Unfortunately, us human puppies, the only way we seem to really get it is through trauma, through stress.
Yep.
When
yep.
we have, that's why I say we are no longer, everyone is in a 12-step program. And some people are starting step one. But you have the angelic, divine commission now of being angelic, the color periwinkle, or a light blue. Blue is a your color to be wearing to represent that you have the connection with the divine. Your traumas are done. You don't have anything to worry about for another 9 months. It's really,
you know,
really
Billy,
beautiful.
You are just blowing this woman away. She hasn't even had a chance to ask her question. And
I don't have
to
ask the question. He's on
it. And he's on it. Is he not on it?
Yeah, he's
I don't even know your name, and yet you're being blessed also with financial surprises.
Oh, my God.
You are. What's your name?
This was the question. It's Annette.
Hi, Annette. My name's Bill. How are you?
Hi, Bill. I'm well. I'm so blessed. I don't even have to ask the question. He's already answered
it.
You
brought it. You brought it to the table.
That's exactly what happened in my reading. Bill, please, people need to know this. Because you start going and they need to know that the person receiving really didn't, that was the answer to what they wanted to hear, what they came to you for. And that's what I think is so amazing about his gift, isn't it?
Oh, my goodness. I'm sitting here in tears because,
Holy Spirit is there.
Absolutely. It's like,
and, you
know,
the problem is, and you've graduated from trauma school. The problem is we think that we have to be the one that drives the car, but in reality, how it starts is we're in a car, we may be in an accident, we may be lost, the weather conditions of the driving of our life may be bad. You get rid of one hand and you hold the wheel with one hand and God holds the other.
Yes.
And as you start to do that dance, then you go, I'm going to trust this and let go of both hands.
Yes.
But I'm not going to get my foot off the brake or the gas. I'm still in control.
Yes.
So then God is driving you through and you decide how fast and how slow.
Amen.
And then you realize, wait a minute, I'm going to sit back and I'm going to be Miss Daisy. And Morgan Freeman can drive and I can just say, take me here and take me there.
Okay, Miss Daisy, listen, thank you so much for calling in and turning him on.
I have one quick question to ask him. You said there's no more trauma until the next 9 months, for the next 9 months. What exactly does that mean?
Now, listen to this.
Okay.
I mentioned to you that the traumas and the trials and the real hard situations that you had happened, you know, you graduated, so you no longer have to go to that degree.
Mm-hmm.
But things could be clear sailing for the next 9 months. Now, that doesn't mean at the end of the 9 months you're going to give birth to more trauma. It means that the next level of your ability to have the Holy Spirit, it's almost like the good witch of the Wizard of Oz and that pink bubble. She has now building up that shield so she can travel anywhere without trauma. Things will come your way like Teflon will bounce off because you won't buy into the ego being threatened, in danger, in grief, none of that. You know, if you think about the analogy, and everyone listening today, I want you to get this visual right now. Christ on the cross was not because he was a victim. He surrendered in very painful ways, and they say that Christ was not even put on a cross. It was a single timber. His hands were over his head, not outstretched. You know, the Greek word for cross is storos, which is a piece of timber. It's not a cross. But the point is that there's something beautiful about coming through trauma, purged, like being heated up like gold, so you become solid gold. And then nothing can harm you.
Amen. That is so true.
I went through this to myself, the worst possible scenario of ill health, near death, formaldehyde in my brain, losing control
oh my God.
Of my bladder. It was horrible. And I wanted to die. And Dr. Reggie said, you have to go through something to get to something. And I am
Amen.
More powerful now than I have ever been because of my cross that I went through. But you know what? You no longer need to pick up that
cross. Amen.
You're done.
Amen. Thank you. This is really what I needed
Absolutely.
To hear this. I needed
yeah.
to hear this. And you just confirmed this for me that it's finished. It's finished.
You have confirmed it for me as well, sister.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you.
Very good.
Many blessings
Very good.
To you both. God bless.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
God bless. Okay, we're going to move on to our next caller. Bill, the queue is
That's
filling up now. I know that you can't control the Holy Spirit when it's coming through, you can, but we're going to try to get to as many callers as we can this morning. Area code 61,
yeah,
you're on the air.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How
good morning.
Are you?
Good morning to you. This is Glenys calling you from Australia.
Oh, how
well
are
hey,
you?
Janice.
I'm very good,
How's
thank you.
Down under?
I have a question for you. Is
yes.
there a way that you can rearrange your schedule so you don't have so much going on in 1 week? Can you do things so that you're not overtaxed in such a way that you have more room, more of an easier pace?
I can, yes.
Okay. There's a need for that. Strong spiritual forces surround you. And when you're in stillness and in meditation or your favorite place in nature, fresh cut flowers in your home, that stillness, that quiet time, wants you to be more efficient so that you work smart, not hard.
Yes.
Does that make sense?
It does, absolutely, yes.
Okay. And also, do you have animals?
I do. I have got dogs and cats and chooks and birds.
Yeah, okay, I got that. So here's the thing. Some of them need to be released, not released as in let go, but you want to make sure that you have to have room for more time with the divine.
Yes.
What I would say to you is that if you were to take the holy appointment of being a mystic or a psychic or being someone that could be a healer and also have a divine appointment of nature with herbal, anything at all that's healing for others, you may find, and this is just an invitation, this is not an order, it's not
yes.
etched in stone. If you free up your schedule to allow yourself new studies and new ways of being so that you can be of service to your community, you may end up doing the kind of things that I do for work. I'm not sure. Because right now, although you have a full life, the fulfillment isn't there yet. You're being called, and that's why you called me, you're being called to another layer of fulfillment through divine appointment. We love it when the Spirit comes through and says, this is the way in which you should go. And the problem with it is most people aren't ready to hear that because it's never what they want it to look like. But when you really do surrender and get rid of anything first as far as putting that commission first, that pull and that draw, oh, my God, the blessings are endless. And our efforts minimize the results. Such little gain. But in your life, money will come to you. Fulfillment will come to you more, and money is only to be used so you can be of service even more to more people. So there's that to consider. You provide the trust to be of service, and the universe will call to you and say, you know, if something is working out, it's going to work out because it will flow. If it's upstream struggle, it's not meant to be. Do you have a specific question in mind about one specific thing? And it's about all we have time for.
One of the things I was wondering is, what do you see in my future? What might it bring?
What do I see in your future? What will what bring?
What may it bring?
I want you to answer that as if I was the one speaking. You tell me at this moment, close your eyes,
yes.
take a
yes.
deep breath, and describe your future.
My future is enhancing my abilities as a medium so that I can give a good true reading.
Done.
You see that?
You
I
just
see
saw it.
It. I do.
The
I
only
do,
difference,
yes.
the only difference, if you had us over for dinner and you made
yes.
your famous pie or cake or whatever it is for dessert or whatever your dish was, And we've come for that, and you've invited us to come for that, especially me. I expect an invitation for you to, from you for dinner. I'm coming, okay?
Thank you.
So
okay.
When that happens, you do not then take the recipe for that gift of that food and poison it. So don't poison the vision with doubt. Doubt
absolutely.
Is like oxidation. We need light workers more than ever. People are starting to light up like Christmas trees because of the duress of the planet. Starting today, for the next 5 years, anything I say that is a prophecy, that is a declaration, comes true. If I'm in worry, stress, and lack, that will show up just as much. And then the confusion of, oh, why? And then many of us can go into pity party of one, but not now. Your wish is exactly true because you say
I believe
it. You're that powerful. And you called me for that confirmation because there's that need for the co-support. I get that.
Absolutely.
But I also get that, you know, some of your animals may pass. Your schedule has to be freed up for more empty time in the stillness, in the void of the Holy Spirit. You know, we talk about mass consciousness, and when God created life, he was in the dark, he was in the void, she was in the dark, she was in the void. The consciousness known as Source was there and self-contained and chose to create for the joy of being the artist that can create so that the creatures and life itself could come back and reflect that. Are you widowed or single or divorced now?
No. I'm with my husband, but he works away all the time.
Okay, because I'm seeing like a man in distance, not close to, as if it was in the past.
We're very close in soul, but he works away, yes.
He's supportive of you, is he not?
Oh, absolutely, he is, yes.
Yeah, I mean, my God, you know how much that you've got it made.
I do.
I mean, there are many, many people who don't have the support of their mates or their families.
That's right. He's my soulmate.
What's that?
He's my soulmate.
Okay, well, there you go. So what's to worry about? Why would you not want to be a medium? Why would you not want to be of service?
I do want to be. It's that feeling of worthiness, you know. Would I let somebody down with a reading that was not correct? It's all of that self-doubt that I need to overcome.
All right, I want to tell you something, and this is for everyone listening on the air, and if this is in the archive. We are all mediums. The challenge is that mass consciousness and the society that is breaking apart and trying to keep its hold on us has always wanted. In Kabbalah, they talk about that Satan is the resistor, the accuser. You're not worthy. You're not this. You're not that. And so the greed mongers who have used commerce and money and power, which is very satanic over us, is breaking apart, and it's trying desperately to hang on. And as you see that, in fact, when you ask for the right information and it comes in instantly, if you second guess it, that's the doubt, and that's you polluting the truth. Everything that was said to everybody today was absolutely true. And some said, well, yeah, no, but. Others said, yes, it is. And so we get to the point where we now say, when Neil Donald Walsh went through all that he went through, the homelessness, and he started the conversations with God, the first audible message God said to him in his head was, have you had enough yet?
Do you know what? You're echoing what I say to myself. I believe every word you're saying because it's what I say to myself. And it's just like I beat myself about, like a lot of people do. So thank you. That's reaffirming. Clarence, believe what comes first.
And God will be with the spirit you show.
Thank you.
If you show faith and up your faith, then he'll match it. It's like a poker game that you always win. My website is BillBowersGuidance.com. My email is ChakraBlue, the throat chakra, C-H-A-K-R-A, and then the color blue, ChakraBlue14.
Yes.
Keep in touch because I see a collaborative between you and I as you get better.
So it's ChakraBlue@gmail.com.
No, ChakraBlue14. At Yahoo.
I've got it. Thank you. Can I ask you one very quick question?
Oh,
no,
please.
I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
Okay, I'll let you go. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Okay. Thank you for your time.
Thank you.
No, I thank you for your time.
We love you.
Bye-bye.
Okay.
Love you, too. Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye. You know, we've got so many people here, and Bill, you're so long-winded. But I know you can't hear, you know, when it's flowing, you can't enter it. And I'm like, you can't interfere with that. Get
the Holy,
the
Holy Spirit. I am, and you are.
Dr. Reggie.
I thought so.
Huh?
Hey, Dr. Sure. Reggie.
Yes.
Hello,
how
Dr.
are
Reggie.
You this morning?
I'm doing great. How are you? I'm sitting over here in the dialysis clinic, but I'm okay. I'm hearing you guys.
Quick, call me a doctor. You're a doctor. Thank you. Yes.
Okay. Well, listen. We're going to go to our next caller. Actually, there's a question from the chat room. They said, may I receive insight about my career and finances for the rest of the year? And listen, their handle is R2D2.
How much
oh, no.
You know,
that,
the robot from
is,
Star Wars.
Yeah,
well,
I
Star
totally
Wars.
Get it. Yep, 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 I get it. Well, stay away from the dark side of the Force, okay? And one of the things that this individual needs to know is that they're not 100% clear about their career right now. So if there's training or if there's training or studies or there's some way to improve what they're doing, I don't get 100% that the path they're on career-wise is exactly 100%. Yes, yes, yes. It's almost like we'll take a job because it pays the bills and the benefits are good, but it's not our sole path. And there's a little bit of confusion for that R2D2 to be able to, you know, to decide that. So, you know, use the horse, but in reality, there needs to be some mental rest about the worry about that. And the career path will be as defined as you make it. But here's the ingredient you have not had until this moment, and I want you to hear it. And this, again, every question today was meant for every person listening. Okay, that's how much we are alike in this evolution period in time, is that if you allow for not knowing in a quiet meditative state where you have your mind as quiet as possible, asking for direction from the Holy Spirit, it comes in very quiet and powerful, and everything you just resonates and says, I know. Add that piece to what you're doing, and it will shift and tweak your career. You may have studies but go into a specialty field. You may pull back altogether and decide to go into your dreams. Follow that piece, and you'll be good.
Okay. Thank you so much. Let's go to our next caller. Area code 646, you're on the air.
Awesome. I'm listening to this. I'm just amazed and so happy to hear Dr. Reggie. Lots of love to you, Dr. Reggie. And I'm not going to even ask a question. You can talk to me.
I already have an answer for you, and that is that you have been limiting yourself as to your potential. You've been bound by mental programming and old vows and agreements that you told yourself. You know, it's like, you know, like Scarlett O'Hara said, "Is God is my witness. If I have to cheat, lie, and steal, I'll never be hungry again." Well, never be hungry again is good, but not the lie, cheating, and stealing. For you, the prisoner of the mind, you have mentally, because of this is the way we do things, this is the way I'm used to doing things, I want to share with you, I do dowsing. I take people's birth date, time, location, a picture of them, and a contract with them to measure. And your ability to get past mental programming and doing things habitually is what has to be broken up. You have really constricted yourself into very few paths and ways of being on the planet and what you do for work. Do you work part-time?
I do. I'm an actor, but I took on this part-time job, and it was supposed to be giving me more freedom, but it's restrictive because the amount of work they expect is, like, over the top.
But what you'd rather do is, did you say you're an actor?
Yeah, I'd rather do that and also just working from Mother Earth and interviewing and in performance and in producing.
All right, well, we need to have a private conversation. I have 5 actors. Some of them are in New York. They're at the United Solo Festival doing one woman, one man plays. I attended one last night here in Sarasota. There is a formula for you and for actors, and we'll have to email and talk about that, that can actually – you're needed because acting and arts, the arts are the inspiration is the new church of the new era. It
Absolutely.
Helps and touches people's lives. So get back to me at my email or at BillBowersGuidance.com, and I can talk to you further about that. No longer be a prisoner of the mind, but in fact become, you know, the chameleon you are in expressing the human condition.
Awesome. I so funny, it happened the other day. I won't even go into it, but I did a web TV thing, and I was able to put Fukushima into it. So I was really happy. Can I just ask you about a relationship, someone that I really love, but and?
I encourage you to listen to what was said regarding the relationships everybody so far. As you become fulfilled, as you become, whether you're in a relationship or not at this time, the relationship will come because you don't care whether it comes or not, but you're so fulfilled that only those that can match you. If you're in a relationship already right now, it's going to be tweaked. Either going to get better or worse depending on how much you add Holy Spirit and inspiration into the divine. There's an imbalance right now with this relationship, but it will turn around as you become fully self-realized. And no other path is going to make it any better.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you. Thank you, Cindy.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Okay. Have a great weekend.
You
too. Oh, I don't know about you, but I'm tired.
I want to go to breakfast with Reggie and Cynthia.
Oh, Cracker Barrel pancakes. That sounds so good right now. And a cup of hot coffee. Woo.
The other thing I want to mention is the long-windedness is because spirit is so right on to give so much more. So it's hard to condense because these are life issues people are asking about, and it's hard to just yes or no. It almost disrespects the wisdom that comes in. So sorry if that happens, but it has to happen, and maybe we just need to do more shows.
Oh, no. I guess so. You just have to come back.
Right.
And they need to call in early if they want to get a reading from you. I know you cannot control the Holy Spirit. That's just the way it is. Let's go to our next caller. What is this? Kakalia. Say it for me.
I was hoping that you would remember me. You know, I called in, I think, over a month ago, a month and a half ago, and
as soon as I saw the name, I said, okay, I know she's called in before, and now I have to try to figure out how to say her name like I really know it. And I was all stressed out. I got so much stress over it. So say it for me because it's so pretty.
Oh, thank you. It's Kakilia.
Kakilia. I'm like, oh, Khaki. That's what I'm going to start calling you.
Yeah, it's fine. Kiki, I'm fine with any of it.
Do you have a question for Bill this morning?
Not necessarily. I just if he picks up on anything, that would be.
Yeah, I do have a message for you, but let's see if I can do this as quickly as possible. This is this coming end of this year, especially starting January on, is a good time for you to create community. So whether you're involved in your church or whether you're involved in a lot of people make their career and their community. So if people have a lifetime of yoga or a lifetime of finance, the people who are in that community, in that realm of possibility or what they're doing, you get a bunch of realtors together and guess what they're going to talk about. So, you know, if you do not have a community, church community, spiritual community, a community of people that do the same hobby, this is very important for you to feel like you belong, very, very much so. Not to be on the outskirts and put the facade of always, that public front of always being in joy and happy with others, but people that actually see you. You need to feel like you're creating an extended family. Are you there? I lost the signal for a minute.
Yeah, I was muted.
Okay,
yeah.
You're still there.
Yes, does that resonate with you?
Yeah.
Okay. Also, you've been given, and it will be magnified, the ability to have strength, quiet strength and power without a lot of drama and fanfare. You can say something to someone that's very awkward and something they really need to hear, but they would not feel insulted. You have the ability to talk to people in such a way that a truck full of sugar will help the medicine go down. And so people listen to you when you have to correct them and counsel them. So allow the universe to come through and never be afraid of what you have to say, but say it in such a way that's palatable for others. For most people are in defense mode with the ego, and you've learned not to do that.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you for your kind words, and thank you guys for picking me up and letting me get a reading. I will definitely take the advice.
Great. Have a great weekend, okay?
Yep.
All right, let's move on. Area code 856, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Laura.
Hey,
Laura.
How are you?
I'm okay. How are you?
Pretty good.
Well, I keep getting a lot of little feathers in indoors and outdoors, and I'm just wondering what that's supposed to be telling me. I just got another little tiny feather in my car. So
feathers?
Yeah.
Oh, I had that happen 5 years ago, and here's the deal. What is your heritage? Do you have any Native American in you?
No, I'm Scottish and English, Welsh, and German.
Okay, well, you know, that area of the earth where you're from is the Celtic and the Druid, and there's a lot of even Christian mystics of that era, of that ethnicity and of that heritage. When feathers start coming in, it's the divine wanting to talk with you. If you can collect those feathers, I have a ton of them. I have a little French-Canadian Indian. It's the Indian tribe of Mi'kmaq. And I didn't know much about it, and I don't think much about it, but all of a sudden, feathers started coming and falling in front of me, and birds dropped in the sky in front of me. And a Native American said, the heritage of your blood, of your race, of your heritage, of your descendants and your ancestors want to work with you now. And I said, well, that's the Native American. And so they said that medicine men of the past will want to work with you if you allow them. They're looking for someone of the lineage. So your tribe is looking for the lineage. Those feathers come to have you connect with another spirit guide, with another ancestor, and to allow that in. And the minute I heard that, I mean, feathers were coming up from under my car seat. They were like driving, and up comes this turkey feather, and then a peacock feather, and then a white feather. I mean, it just kept coming. So it's the way of the universe having you connect with your heritage. Study anything you want about the spiritual traditions of those tribes, because they're there for you to be additional guides to your form of divination.
I'm getting a lot of birds, too. Birds are coming around chattering at me.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What do you think it means? Ask yourself right now and get the answer. Yes, no, you do. Hold on. Take a deep breath. Ask, what does the feathers and the symbolicism of a bird mean, and just start talking.
I think it means that I might be on the right path, or I don't know. I do get messages, and I do pick up on them occasionally.
Yes.
I'm sure there's a lot of messages that I don't pick up, however, but I have been more aware.
Take the feathers that you have, sit down in a chair one by one, or if another one shows up, hold it in your right hand and put it up to your third eye with your eyes closed, and you'll start getting vision.
Okay.
It's about flight and flying between the worlds, okay? Birds bring death, they bring life, they bring information, they take it away. So, yeah, have a relationship with those feathers. hold the feather up into your third eye and expect you to receive clairvoyance. You'll start seeing vision, okay?
Okay. All right.
All right,
thank
good.
You.
Thank you.
Thank you for calling.
Thank you.
All righty. Area code 310, you're on, 301, you're on the air.
Is that me? Cynthia?
Yes, it is. You. It's you.
I was sure anyone else was calling from the D.C. mailing area also. How you doing?
Pretty good.
Are
how are you?
How you doing, Dr. Reggie? And Bill, good to hear your voice again, Bill.
Who is this?
This is Anthony, Anthony, from D.C.
Oh, Anthony. Yes, I remember.
Yes, I know you do.
There's some really good, you've graduated from some stuff here. What I see is in times past, you've had people who have been pulling the wool over your eyes and not being very honest with you. And they have been sort of been covert and stealing and or taking or the wrong agenda. They've not been friends. They've not been clients. But the reason why they were there is to keep you honest, and you've graduated from that. No longer tolerate any self-denial or self-sabotage or talking yourself into and justifying things you know don't serve you. That comes from smoking to drinking to telling things and padding the truth so it looks better than it is. It's so powerful when you tell on yourself, like, oh, boy, I lost my temper, I'm sorry. Or, you know, I act like I know what I'm doing. I don't know what I'm doing. I need help. You've done that. You've learned to no longer put up with any self-denial. And because of that, a lot of good is going to come your way. Are you in a relationship, Anthony?
Yes.
Okay. And how is that going?
It's just flowing. It's nothing. No decorations been made. It's just we just flow and do what we choose to do at that time and that day.
Okay. Well, that's good. So let's amp that up a little bit further. The next time you guys are together, out in a park or at dining or just doing whatever you do, get a place where you can be around nature that's beautiful, sit together, and ask each other, what goals and visions and inspirations do you have for your life in the future? And share that together and watch that really come through with, you know, I need to tell you this and this and this is bugging me, or I really love the idea of this and that. Enhance your relationship by talking the truth with each other and seeing exactly what it is that you're inspired to do now. And also, regarding your career, as you continue to be really honest with yourself when you do things for work, if, in fact, you're not doing the greatest job, be the first one to shore it up and get better at it. Do not sweep the dirt under the carpet when you're not feeling good, but
no.
Recognize that your potential for being a master craftsman at the job of your choice is now to be had this year. If you say you want to do something career-wise, the books, the training, the information will come so you can master what you're doing. And
that's
if it means true. If it means changing your job or tweaking it so it's custom for you, create yourself a position where no one else can do what you do that puts you in demand.
Good. I'm trading Forex again, and I love trading Forex, so I'm back into that again.
Back into what?
Forex, the foreign currency exchange.
Okay. Do you
I learned how to trade years ago, and I'm back into trading.
Okay. Are you excited about
it.
That? Yep.
Yes.
Yep. Well,
yes,
you're
going
to be considered. You're going to be considered as you always look to improve through wisdom. You're going to be having your reputation as being the best in your field.
Oh, my reputation is up there. It's up there. I would say the top 100. Definitely.
Good. Very good to hear. Okay, so the main message is to tolerate no self-denial, nothing that you put under that you're not looking at. Look at everything, and that will provide you with the right people around you also who are also like-minded, who are self-improving, so that you don't have to defend yourself, but own what you do own, but don't take on what you don't, and continue to ask the universe to expand you to the next level of consciousness.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Drink a lot of water, stay away from acidic foods and acidic drink, and do you can eat as much organic fruits and vegetables and clean water as you can.
Yes, that's something that I'm definitely going to work hard at doing more.
No, don't work hard. Allow.
Right.
You want to be able to. You want to feel like you just got off the massage table. Like, this is where I want to live.
Yes.
Okay. Very good. Thank you.
Possible, because we do this. It's that easy. It's that easy. Just allow.
Right.
Yes. Embrace and allow and accept. No judgment, right, dear? No judgment. That's what I tell myself. No judgment.
No, discernment, not judgment. Discernment is
right.
You assess, but you don't judge. You discern it. This doesn't work, this does. I'm being
right.
Really good. I'm proud of myself. I did this. Boy, was I a jerk right now. You know, whatever. And it'll
mm-hmm.
continue to evolve you, and you'd be surprised the amount of benefits that are going to come your way. There's another caller that really wants to talk. I can feel it, so we're going to let you go.
Thanks.
All right, bye-bye.
See you next time.
Okay, we're going to take our last caller for today.
Yeah, this
area
is
area code 646. You're on the air. Hello, 646? Well?
Yeah.
I guess it's just me and you.
Hi.
All righty.
Oh, there you are.
Oh, well, we got a hi. Hello.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
What's your name?
Anne from New York.
Anne from New York. Oh, good.
Hi.
Anne from New York. You have a question for Bill?
Yes, I do. Bill, I just wanted to know what will the holidays be bringing regarding my love life?
Well, it's not just a love life. I mean, I heard your voice. I knew what I had to say. And this is important. The holidays can be very erratic. The holidays, even though it's, you know, garnished with the decorating and the partying and the different holidays, you have the Jewish holiday, you have the Christian holiday of Christmas. But balance is the thing that you want to have as a gift for the holidays. Balance meaning is that you put so much time into your work, so much time into social, so much time into dating, but you have to have, along with that balance, when things go good, you have a tendency to focus on that and stay with that at the neglect of other things. So what you need to do is always, you're the goddess of your weekly planner, and you always want to plan times for the divine. You want to plan times for you and the lover. And imagine an angel coming to be in love with you, incarnating to be in love with you. An angel would never, ever, ever put you down, or there'd never be any stress. It would just be full support. But in order to have an angel incarnate to come to you, you also have to vibe at that level, okay? No matter how much a 12, 13, 14, 16-year-old thinks they are ready for love, it's the difference between that and the experience of a 3-year-old. And so for you, balance, being as balanced as possible in the middle of the road, neither to the right too high, happy and hopeful about relationship, or too down and depressing. It's a very depressing time in the holidays for many people. People have memories of the past and seniors who are alone, and life is not peace on earth and joy like it should be. It's a time when things end, and so for many times it is the most stressful time of the year. And I got to tell you, starting today, astrologically, we got some intense times coming. And what that means is it's up for us to find the balance through quiet stillness and connection with God. You provide the trust and give it to God and visualize what it feels like to be in a loving relationship. But be ready when it comes, because you're going to have to do some housework and cleaning up yourself to be ready for that kind of relationship. Until that happens, you'll get a relationship or a dating scenario that's got the same issues you have. Follow? So it will be a mirror of who you are at the level you're at.
Oh, because I actually have someone in my life at the moment, but
okay.
You know, I just wanted to know how will it progress for the holiday season, that's all, because I know the holidays can be stressful and then it can be a beautiful time.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why.
How would you like to see this relationship go?
Wonderfully. I mean,
there you go.
Yeah.
Yep. The number one message for you for the holidays is to be balanced. Are you there?
Okay. Yes, I'm here. I'm here.
Okay. Very good.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Wow. Well, Bill, that does it for us today.
Oh, we're not going on for 3 more hours?
No, I don't think you could even handle it for 3 more hours.
Not without breakfast.
But you know, hey, this went pretty well considering that when I first reached out to you this morning, I was like, I don't know if I want to do this. It's raining. It's dark. I'm sitting in my car. Laptop, cell phone. This is just no way to do the show. But here we are. We did it, and it was fun.
Yeah, it was great.
I love you. Let's let people know how to reach you. Bill Bowers Guidance.com. I love that. Bill Bowers Guidance.com. His email address is Chakra Blue, the throat chakra. ChakraBlue14@yahoo.com. He has blown you away today. You can see he will give you a wealth of information. You don't even have to ask a question. He has the answer as soon as he hears your voice. So I love how the Holy Spirit works with you. Oh, my goodness. And your angels and your guides, they just, it's just amazing. You are at a whole nother level since you're in.
Well, all of us are. And unfortunately, as humans, sometimes it's trauma and stress where our back is to the walls when we really surrender and listen. And our society is such that it's counterproductive to spiritual advancement. That's why we have to allow ourselves the exquisite delight of reaping what we sow. And so, you know, as far as that illness that went on for so long, I was ready to pass, but obviously not. Because now on the other side, I can see, as Dr. Reggie had mentioned to me, that a purging and a clearing was going on so that things would be better. And they are incredibly wonderful right now. I can't begin to tell you. I'm in bliss most of the time. And if I'm not in bliss most of the time, it's because I'm sleeping or helping someone else with a trauma.
Every waking moment, a moment of bliss. I want to remind our callers to, you know, one of the things that really stands out, it was one of the first lessons that I had from The Way of the Wizard, which was one of the first books we did as a book study. And Merlin had a wonderful line in that book that said, trust in trust and have faith in faith. You know, and throughout your readings, I was getting a sense of that. Just trust. Just have faith. Move it up to that place of zero. Where there's just no doubt, no fear. You're just at a zero, at a place of zero. You know, saw this movie last night called Ender's Game, and they're fighting a battle actually out in space, and in their training program they were working in zero gravity. You know, where there's just no gravity. And so, and it was talking about freeing your belief system of whether you're vertical or horizontal. It really doesn't even matter. Stop trying to put a label on it. Just be in the moment, that zero moment. And then you start watching them make a plan of the direction that they wanted to move in so that they had control in that environment. That's what it is for us, to zero gravity, to just let go of all of the perceptions and being grounded here on planet Earth. Let go of that and get to that zero limit, limitlessness, right?
Right.
If it's zero,
right.
There's
and
no limitation whatsoever.
In order to trust, you have to be able to communicate. You know, families fall apart because they don't communicate. Well, if you're not communicating on a daily level with the divine energy that creates worlds, the source consciousness, how can you get close? So our society is such that all these dramas and distractions are trying to keep us with, when someone tries to distract you, they're trying to pull you away to grab the attention. And that's what the stresses of mass consciousness or lack of light does, you know, the dark side. So to the degree that we give our time with the best date possible which is the date with the divine, the best job possible, which is to be of service to the divine, and to take care of ourselves and expect nothing from anyone else, then it's all gifts. When we provide the trust and the peace of God that excels all thought, guards our hearts and our mental powers.
Amen. That's so true. That's so true. Well, you know what? We're going to check on out here. I think I was just want to say hello to one person that just popped in. Area code 216. Is this Ronisa? Hello? Okay. Well, they're talking somewhere. So we're going to go ahead and check out. I'm sorry, 216. I tried to get to you, but we missed you.
Yeah,
Bill,
people can reach us.
Thank you so much.
People can reach me from my website. Yeah.
Thanks, Cynthia,
for getting me up.
You
go for Krispy Kreme or something.
You owe me breakfast. You owe me Cracker Barrel breakfast coffee, okay?
Something like that, yeah.
All right. I love you. Take care.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye. You guys have a great weekend. Thank you.